turning off traction control. I wanna be redacted, doing donuts in my high moan. I wanna be redacted, just get me to the off-road. Let me shoot your stuff. Hurry, before I flip my truck. I can't control my CT, you can't control the slug. Just go. Turning off traction control. I wanna be redacted, doing donuts in my high mode. I wanna be redacted, just put me in a red chair, watch me shoot stuff. Hurry, before I'm in my truck. I can't control my CT, I can't control my slug. Just go.
Baba. One take. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Shab. Thanks for tuning in. Have with me the Brendan Walsh from the World Record Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
What up? Good morning, Vietnam!
Name the movie. Yeah. We're very happy to have Walsh here with us. As always, join the Patreon. Check out our Discord, our Reddit, all that stuff. But Gerardo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, dude.
Nice. Gerardo's with us as well. As always, though, that's not why they're here. No, they're here to watch 10 Minutes of Shab. So yes. Start the timer, play the chain.
I got it this time.
Sorry, you do.
Synchronize. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Boom.
Timer is started.
We took a lot of cranium before this started, all three of us.
All right. So you know what happened this week, dude. He crashed his truck.
Yeah.
Right?
We got to talk about it.
You know, I was telling you guys before the show, I've kind of, and I'm not judging everybody watching the show, but I've kind of dipped out of the fucking haterade pool and been focusing on things like my family. Yeah. I got my chombies, you know, at home.
Right.
You're betting on yourself.
But you know what? Every time I get away, it's like, it is. It's that cliche. It sucks me back in. Like I look, because I knew I was coming here today. So last night I'm like, let's see what this motherfucker's been up to. And it's all videos of him flipping his truck. And it's so comical.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does he do it? The last time I dipped out, or one of the bigger times I was like, okay, that's enough of this shit. I'm not wasting all my life watching people hate on this guy.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, let's just see what's going on. And he got those tattoos of his kids with their brains hanging out, his chombies. And I'm just like, what is going? Now I gotta fucking go back and see what else I missed.
Dude, that's your takeaway? I'm just kidding. That's what I don't have to explain that to you.
Well, let's get into the truck crash here, dude, because we haven't watched it on the show yet. This one's posted by Successful Egg 8345. It's called "Explains What Not to Do, Then Does It." I have a lot to learn, says the dumbest man ever. Let's see this here.
This is finer than sand. It's like it's so fine. So the issue with that is you can't stop. Once you get going, you got to just pedal to the metal and just march through. Otherwise, I'm going to get stuck and this will be a really sad video. So
a few moments later.
Well, folks, I got stuck. It's all fun and games to get stuck in the middle of nowhere. I decided to try and be cool. Let all the dust clear. And I want to shoot out like a rocket for an epic shot. Problem is I stopped in the deepest part and now I'm stuck.
That is a prom.
you know prom. He's gonna do it. Like you don't even need the title. The title tells you that he's gonna get stuck, but just if without the title you would have known that he's gonna get stuck for sure.
If the title's Brendan Schaub tells you how to not get stuck in sand, yeah, you know exactly what's gonna happen.
Even if he said Brendan Schaub does not get stuck in sand, I feel like you would know that he's going to get stuck.
I forgot to show too. I got the trifecta here.
Oh, shit.
Claiming hot Cheetos.
Brandon Walsh got
three Tiger Thicks. I've spent more money on Schaub's merch for you guys than I spend on my kids at Christmas.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And you're a Fish Cars Kids guy. You're just talking about you're trying to get with your family, but you know.
Yeah, you weren't,
but man, you wasn't.
All right, let's see the ending.
You had a lot to learn.
You're a moron.
You got a lot to learn.
Okay. The best man, everybody.
I mean, it's just, you know. But it gets better.
It gets a lot better. Yeah. So that was just, I'm trying to like drip feed this here, but let's go on to the more controversial stuff. This one's posted by Haphazard. It's called, "Notice how the only interior shot is him driving straight. He had a stunt driver." Let's see here.
"Now it's time to take this street princess and get her dirty. Let's go."
Yeah, he's not doing that.
No,
he's
no
not chance. Doing that stuff.
Not a chance.
Have you ever heard the phrase "street princess" before, Shab?
No, and that made me think when he said that, like all this him being in the trucks. There's one guy. I mean, I guess Rogan has the same truck, and that's what started it. But he's like, he's just parroting another guy. There's some other guy,
who
says all this stuff and has this attitude. That he's just like, oh, that's who I am. I'm that guy.
Yeah, you got the best brains. I mean, we've talked about this before, but he just steals stuff from people. Yep. Like all the designs in the back and all of his ideas are kind of just him. Like, oh, that did well. Maybe I can do that.
My idea for the sneaker of the week.
Yeah, dude.
I've been doing that for years.
You brought your sneaker of the week.
This is my sneaker of the week. It's the brown Nike. And that's going to be on display on the World Record Podcast. That'll be on display next to the Kratom company that
Can you do me a favor and hit the red button next to you?
To the far right?
The red.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about the sneaker.
Well, it's the brown Nike. You know, this. The problem with this is that, you know, this here, you see, is this interesting? It's got this metal buckle on there. So that's how you know it's legit.
Yeah. There's levels to this shit. And Mikasa Tsukasa, if you want to like drink out of this at any point during the show, help yourself.
All right.
If it's still going, you can hit it again. There you go.
Now what are we going to do? I didn't die. Shit about drugs. My first time off-roading, I'll never be back. What a waste of time. What the hell are we doing now?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here, dude?
What are we doing here?
What are you guys' thoughts about that, dude?
I don't understand what happened at the end. That's just like a clip from the Toontown, maybe? Or
I think this is Toontown, yeah. I haven't watched the new episode.
That seems like...
Have you ever watched Toontown?
No.
It's good that you haven't. If you'd say yes,
I can't go that deep.
No, you should.
I'm a positive man. I love everyone.
Yeah. You're a nice guy, and that's why we had you on.
I'm a nice
guy.
Bad. I'm
We're two bad hombres.
Am I nice?
One more question. Do you know? Because one thing he said when he flipped his truck, he had this like video where he explained it. He said that before he flipped the truck, he went. He turned off traction control,
he turned off traction control and went Baja mode.
Do you know what either of those things are?
No, and neither does he.
Right.
I think Baja mode's maybe like a...
You
a
knew what it was.
Vernacular thing. I know Baja bugs. I don't know Baja mode.
I thought you knew Baja mode. You didn't?
I'm assuming Baja mode is off-roading, not street.
Dune buggy kind of jumping sand dunes.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I'm a noodle arm beta, so I don't know these things.
I'm assuming traction control... Is something to do with...
Like if it's... I would assume it's like if it's rainy or something, like it keeps... I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The grip of the wheels is probably more...
Whatever it is, it allows you
probably
to
like
do donuts.
Four-wheel drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like that's the... I think that's what allows you to be able to go into circles or whatever. Or the stunt driver to do it.
Well, there's a certain amount of intelligence that you need to control a vehicle properly. That's why when you're driving down the street in Los Angeles, you just see fucking mind blow. You're just like, oh, that person has like a 43 IQ. That's why they still, even though they're 50 years old and have been driving for 40 years, they still don't understand. They don't have that relationship with the vehicle. They don't have a sense of it.
I wonder if Shab is he crashed his truck and like nobody else was around and he still crashed it. But I wonder if Shab is like one of those people that you're talking about that we see all the time in LA that just can't drive.
I'm sure if you're behind Shab in traffic, you're going to see some shit.
He'll keep you
busy.
He's
on the phone. He's
definitely distracted.
Eating Kratom, all that shit. Yeah. Handful of pills.
You know, I mean, he is like, he does drink a lot. I mean, I'm you know, people who live in glass houses, but
yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the part where he flipped it, dude. This is another one by Haphazard. It's called
One of Our Guys.
Yes. Hap. One of our guys. He flipped
his
CRX.
Does he support you guys?
He actually, okay, yeah, he does, and he's on the Patreon. Not to gadoosh him.
Oh, well, we did an interview with him.
Never heard of him.
Oh, yeah, we interviewed him on the Patreon, too. Oh, he's actually a normal dude.
Yeah. I imagine, like, a lot of these guys are, if I had a job, if I had to be at a job all day, I'd be editing Shab. Like, I would be working 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And then the other 7 hours and 45 minutes would be me
in Baja mode
doing this kind of shit.
You're going in Baja mode on your computer, your work computer. I shouldn't say actually. A lot of the cats have been very cool to us.
Yeah. Let's see.
Go! Oh, no!
See, like, right? Yeah. Oh, my
God. Starting emergency call, press the SOS service provided by the manufacturer. To cancel, press the SOS or cancel button. Starting SOS
Dang,
call.
Dude, how does he even fit in there, dude?
Can AI speak redact?
He didn't have a seatbelt on, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
I think like right here you'll see.
Oh, you see,
like,
him take it off.
He's kind of like hung in the air, like right here.
Oh, okay.
He's still hanging. Shit. Let's see.
Is there any chance that he did this on purpose?
No.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I was talking to somebody today about this because they are not, you know, it's hard to catch people up.
Yeah.
He's not familiar. Yeah. And I was telling him about it. And it's like, there's no way, like, because it's Andy Kaufman-esque.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he's not smart enough.
He would have to be the most brilliant, like, actor, comedian, he'd have to be a genius. Like, nobody could pull this off.
Yeah.
There's so many, like you were saying before we started, there's so many things that he's done. That would be like really cool if he did that.
I would fucking, you know, I would like give him 24 roses. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I would just.
Where would you rank it? Can you rank him? Like, let's say that's true. Like, this is all an act. He's planned all this stuff out. Everything. Not just
the greatest entertainer that's ever lived.
So number one ranking.
Move over P.T. Barnum.
That's so funny. He's entertaining more people.
Yeah.
You're not even comedian. P.T. Barnum, not even like Carlin Pryor. Straight to like historical.
He's the greatest entertainer who ever lived. Because it's not just stand-up. Right. Like his stand-up is the, like, nobody even pays attention to that.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Nobody's
really
even mocking him for his stand. Like, the few clips you see are like,
they're not, yeah.
It's just, you know, whatever. It's crap, like open mic level shit. But if that's not the focus on this whole community, this subreddit that has created their own language about him. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk too much.
No.
The clips are the star of the show.
Great. That's,
I wanted to ask you, Brendan. Yeah. So, what would you rather it be? Would you rather it be him orchestrating all this or him flipping his truck when trying to do donuts?
8 inches.
Okay.
But all right. In reality though, like, what would I rather it be? Both are great options, I think. Cause he's hilarious unintentionally, and what's most likely that he's just very funny unintentionally somehow. But the other thing is, like, damn. I usually think that clowning is stupid. Like, being a clown, I hate the idea of like taking classes, clown classes, they do in LA.
Magicians, yeah.
And that, yeah, well, I hate magicians.
Mm.
But
I love magicians.
Yeah, I'm alone in this opinion. I understand that I'm redacted for my hate.
My first roommate here was a clown.
Oh, yeah?
And I got to say, the first time waking up fucking hungover and coming in the living room and seeing a full clown leaving for work.
It's enough to be like, yeah.
You know, it was cool. I was just like, all right, welcome to Hollywood, I guess. It's fucking, you don't see that every day.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, the level of acting here would have to be off the charts because he's panicked.
Yeah, that's true. And the the noise is so crazy.
Crazy.
You've been in an accident.
Now, it doesn't seem that bad, really. I mean, flipping your car over is bad, obviously.
What he said was that he was worried that the truck would collapse in on itself. Uh-huh. And I don't know if that happens or not, or if that's just a shop fear.
Looks like it's starting to there.
I feel like it could.
Well, you had all that extra shit put on there, so probably the bottom probably weighs more than it should.
He claimed he pulled out the person out of the car and said, do you like Moana or whatever? Yeah. I think that's also crazy that that happened and this happened.
Yeah. Well, this one is just the same clip, but I just want to shout out California Burrito. It was the most upvoted Netflix clip of the week, RIP TRX, right there. And then this one is posted by Podgman, raw unedited footage of the truck flip. Let's see here.
Let me get a truck while
I'm and Mark in the back of the bus.
Goddamn. Redacted. Did you hear the lady? Oh,
yeah. Very good. Good work from chef. Do you see Mark in the back there?
Yeah, that was great.
Then we got some picture posts here. This one's posted by Paolo's Justice. It's called Bapa's Gonna Be Fuming When He Reads This. It's Sean Strickland saying, y'all, did you see the Brendan Schaub flip his truck? The panic in the man's eyes, LMAO. I've handled motorcycle wrecks going 80 better than you handled a rolled in a truck, LMAO. Maybe you should come hang out with me. I'll help you not be a pussy.
Damn.
Do you know that guy, Sean Strickland, watching MMA?
I haven't been watching in a while, but he looks familiar.
Yeah. He's like this MMA fighter that's really outspoken and kind of says crazy shit. Mm-hmm. But he got into it with, I know you've been off the subreddit for a while. He got into a shop over something about Sneeko or what was it?
Because Sean Strickland got in a fight with a YouTuber.
Yeah, or like had him come and spar. Yeah. And then Brennan said it was part of like some conspiracy with the UFC, so they got into it on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm sure he's making enemies everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
7 days a week.
This is just another quick shout out to BGL right here. This is posted by Craig Inski. Someone had to do it. It's BGL coming up to the side mirror now, or side window rather. This one is...
Oh, that's amazing.
Sir, a second truck narrative has hit the sub, posted by his 08730. And then this is Oops by Simple Dead Witches. And another funny one was Joe Camel, that his face looks a lot more like Joe Camel right here.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. Can you imagine if you did something like wrong and there was a Reddit that had 8 different pictures of you doing that thing wrong?
Well, that's what I was saying to my friend today, too. He's not familiar with it. I'm like, I do sympathize with Schaub because can you imagine people scrutinizing every moment of your life? No. But, I mean, he's also recording every moment of his life, too.
Yeah, it's all being vlogged, you know, on Thick Boy Network. Yeah. He's selling t-shirts with donuts that are dripping on them.
I buy you one.
You buy
a basketball jersey.
Yeah, dude. It's disrespectful I'm not wearing that.
It is, guys. You know, I wore mine.
I know. I have mine in storage right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We have all your merch back there. I mean, you're...
There's a Schaub storage locker.
One of the number one supporters of the show, maybe...
Every time I tell my kids, like, come on, put that toy back. We can't. They're like, you sent $300 worth of Schaub merchandise.
Your daughter's like reaching for a toy, and you go, think of Cooney. Okay, think of Gerardo.
Yeah,
think
that's taking Jared. Merch off of their backs. And it's destroying my karma for enjoying this Schaub stuff.
Yeah, like you getting a toy. Think about how much my Reddit has gone down. Like, it could have gone up.
All right, this one's posted by Successful Capital 217. It's, I'd like to take us back to this gem of a Phi companion. I don't think it gets enough credit for truly how awful this whole thing was. Let's see here.
My Twitter feed lit up a little bit more to say, don't go to the bathroom there because you piss in the sink.
Where?
They said that you said this out loud.
What? His face. I mean, you've said it once before. I think this is where I got it. That like,
when they pause on him,
their dog's smarter than him. Like, I mean, it looks like that's like if you made a movie and somebody switched brains with a dog. That's the face that he'd be making.
His entire life is an SNL sketch where a dog's brain has been put into his brain or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
It's a good impersonation.
Did they said that you said this out loud?
Wait,
does he piss in the sink
don't
here?
I've done it I've maybe once.
Okay, but
once.
I mean, so that was the whole thing. Emergency. Nobody's talking about the fight. Everybody was saying, Howie, how are you going to go there? He pisses in the sink. Brendan's talked about he pissed in the sink.
I had to pee in the sink one time. It was a state of emergency.
I'll be honest. Where was the toilet?
I mean, you got to have a key. It's like Alcatraz. It's a dicey security.
I'll be honest. If I met you on the street and somebody pointed at you and was like, that guy's a sink pisser, and then ran away, I probably would go, yeah, that checks out.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Dang. Adam Ray's homeless, too. So.
And the thing that bothers I've seen that clip before, and what bothers me is Howie thinks he pees in the bathroom sink. It's like, no, he peed this. You can probably see the sink from where you're sitting, Howie. Yeah, yeah. He peed in that. In a communal office sink. That's what the whole thing was.
A business park sink.
Oh, that
sink.
Went over my head. I didn't realize that was what he thought. I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, because he's like, oh, he pees in the sink. Because that's why he's like, where was the toilet at? And it's like, at least that's what I got from it. The way they're reacting, especially Howie Mandel, who's like a famous homophobe, germaphobe.
Homophobe.
He's a jomophobe. He's scared of gay germs. But, no, yeah, I would think that would elicit a bigger, like, wait a minute, you peed in that sink? Like, you know, because, like, I think we've all peed in a bathroom sink lives for, you know, whatever reason.
It's like when you put your balls on the counter, it's nice and cold. You got, like, a cold sensation on the counter. Seriously. I talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be an R right
now. And you run the hot water. It kills the germs.
Exactly, dude. on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being cool and 10 being the coolest, where's the sink at? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
In a place to pee? Like, where is the sink rank in coolness?
Cool places to pee? I mean...
8 inches?
I would rank it pretty low, I think, on a coolness factor. I mean...
Yeah, peeing in a cop car sunroof is probably the coolest place to pee.
Well, I peed in the cop car, the cop waiting room, the jail cell. I peed all over the place.
It's true. Yeah, you have peed in a lot of places, yeah.
This one's posted. Speaking of pee, this one's posted by PP Stains in the Front.
This guy posts a lot. Yeah. PP Stains in the Front.
Okay.
Guy or girl. I mean, I don't know gender of this person, but they're.
Body, I think we can take a while.
This one's called probably The Schwab Curse Claims Another Victim of the Night. Let's see here.
Legend. Who's got the edge?
Tonight, inside of this cage, I would give the edge to Alan Belcher. He has more.
What rate is drip, real quick? What do you guys think about this outfit?
Schwab's?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's easy. Listen, I can't talk about it the way anybody looks. I mean, he's in better shape than I am, even though, you know, people make fun of him for being fat and shit. And
yeah.
He does look like he works somewhere.
Yeah, he looks like a bartender. Like a bartender. What's that place in the, like on Vermont that, I don't know, I forget what, Virgil maybe. But I guess they don't dress up like that.
But it is. It's like a steakhouse bartender, you know, a bespoke.
Kind yeah, some of people said he looked like he works at Olive Garden. That was another one.
I saw somebody put a name tag on him or something. Yeah,
the bread sticks.
Oh, that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He is in better shape than all of us. I don't like vests, though. I got to say, I'm not a big fan of the vest. I think it makes a lot of people look bad.
Well, how about
it's an odd choice for hosting a show, you know, like, because it does look like they just pulled the fucking, you know, Mater D or busboy or waiter, you know, he looks like a waiter. He does, or a bartender.
What happened is right before this started, Schwab spilled something on his like thick boy jersey, and then he saw like the waiter or some guy, the bartender. Yeah. He's like, "You got to switch with me, dude. Like, you got to switch."
Somewhere there's a waiter tied up in a freezer, like with gagged, wearing thick
with
boy
a donut in his mouth.
Yeah, why doesn't he wear thick boy shit to plug on this, whatever this is?
Yeah, and what is this, like, was there any buildup to this, or did this come out of nowhere, too? Like, how is he commentating on fights?
There was buildup to this. It's Jorge Masvidal's bare-knuckle fighting. And so, they were talking about it on Rogan. And then I remember some week when we did the show, Schwab was talking about commentating that.
Okay.
Well, now that you rated his drip, who's got the better drip, dude? Short guy or fucking Schwab, dude?
I mean, short guy's got to look, you know.
Play it a little bit more and I'll think about it.
Oh, you got to see some attitude? Let's see.
Yeah.
experience doing the bare knuckle boxing.
Beer knuckle.
Beer knuckle MMA in the game bread style. There's certain guys that come over from UFC or MMA, and they adapt really well to the new rules. Alan Belcher's one of those guys. He's just very – it's different. If you would have asked me 5 years ago and it's MMA rules inside the UFC octagon, I'm probably leaning towards JDS. But when it comes to game bread, it's Alan Belcher's night.
So bet against Belcher.
Right, of course. Yeah. Dallas, my commentary is different.
I should, you know, instead of just watching the
classic.
Let's fucking do this.
But I should, instead of just looking at the subreddit, like when I was entrenched in this whole world, I should have been watching these fight companions or whatever when he makes his predictions, because he's literally like 0 for 100. Like, you could clean up gambling.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. You're very smart. You may, why not start now?
Well, I don't know. I don't, it's like, it's a lot of work to keep track of this guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you got to start watching the freaking Monday morning cocksucker stuff. What is it?
Joey Diaz?
No, Good Morning Vietnam show. The Shop Show.
Oh, The Shop Show. Yeah. To get more predictions.
Oh, that's, he gives his predictions on that?
Well, he does. So if you just watch the fight companion, there's going to be somebody already doing that, right? So you got to watch The Shop Show too. Can get, wake up at 4:34 in the morning before your enemies.
Yeah.
And just get in those, like those picks.
Yeah.
That would be funny if that's like a thing you could do and make a lot of money. You know,
people, I'm going to take my Cheeto necklace off.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep talking.
You know how people, they bet on, or they don't bet on, but they invest in stocks that Nancy Pelosi does or whatever.
Yeah.
And, or like Wall Street bets. Yeah. That kind of shit. If you do, you could be the guy that does that with Shop Shit. Yeah. Clean up. And I mean, like a side hustle.
Yeah. Start another podcast where you just kind of... take his picks and be like, listen, this is the winningest, like, just bet the opposite.
Walsh, if you give us ideas like this, you got to be aware that we might take it.
Do it. Yeah, fine. I just wanted, I like seeing things just happen.
Well, who knows, dude? We might just start another freaking betting podcast.
That'd be the height of redactedness if we did that, but I'm kind of into it.
Take Shabza under.
A segment on the show, if you will.
This is called Shane Meeting and Chatting It Up with Steph, posted by Gaius Julius Me. Let's see here.
Dude, this is me if I start the gambling podcast and buy this seat.
What's the point of this?
I don't know.
I think it's like just like when they post Theo Von on the subreddit, just like he's killing it.
There's no sound on that, is that?
Oh, is there? I guess there isn't.
No. You're probably right, though. It's like they show Theo just doing really well. What Gerardo said, doing really well. Right. So Shane, because what did Shop say? Like Shane, he called him an asshole or something.
Oh, he said that he shouldn't have been canceled for being racist. He should have been canceled for having a bad podcast.
Yeah, he said this podcast sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's amazing. This is just like the betting game, dude. You should have bet against that, dude. But who? If you guys could meet any basketball player, who would it be?
Meet any basketball player
for your comedy, and they're like, dude, that one knock knock joke was fucking killer, dog.
You mean like they'd like our comedy? Yeah. Would I like to like my comedy?
Oh, I don't know, man.
I'll say it, James Harden, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, he seems cool, but I mean, you know, I'm old, like Michael Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan was like God when I was a kid, so that's like, you know, he's.
Why don't you guess who? Because I think if you think about me, you can probably guess who, what my answer is.
Jason Williams.
That's a great one. Yeah, Larry Bird is
Larry
one.
Bird.
Yeah, Larry Bird, dude.
Well, who's bald?
Oh, like Chris Mullin and maybe bald. Oh, okay. He has a buzz cut.
That guy? Reggie Miller.
Oh, Reggie Miller's Reggie Miller. Great. Is he bald? He is bald. Love Reggie Miller.
Bald as fuck. Yeah,
you're guessing me. Those are like some of my favorite players that you guys just pulled out.
Oh, really? So that's like the same era.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching Reggie and Jordan. I didn't really see Bird. I mean, it was little. I would see like...
No, yeah, Bird was like... I was super young, but like Dr. J, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson were all like...
Yeah.
That's like before us a little.
Mine would be James Harden just to go to the strip club with 3 C's. You know what I'm saying?
Or Magic Johnson because like of Shab's great joke.
Remember
the... A mosquito gives you AIDS or something.
He's got AIDS.
I forgot about that one, dude. That's like way deep. I even though I said it, I forgot that he's got AIDS. Yeah.
Does he say that?
I think he says something like that.
I could try to look it up in a little bit. But let's go to this one. This one's Pharrell 80s. It's called The Board of Directors.
We definitely said that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Board of Directors story still makes me smile. Let's see what this is.
You run all your own shit. Like, there's no one to, like, stop backing you.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
yeah.
not a good
what
look.
What are plans with you and Thick Boy Media? Because you waited, right? You waited until you left Showtime, which, congratulations, that's fucking awesome. You get to go on your own. Let's give a round of applause for fucking Thick Boy Media.
Standing work.
I don't know. Like, one of the guys on the board of for Thick Boys is Rob Dyrdek.
You mentioned earlier about, like, Rob being on the board or whatever. Do you, like, pay
what is, like, what is this whole world that these guys exist in? Like, who are these fucking guys?
I thought the same thing, but now I know who they are.
Bussing with the Boys?
Bussing with the Boys. Because we watched so many clips and we had no idea.
Yeah.
So they're two retired NFL players.
Right, okay. So there's just this whole bro world out there that comedy's been usurped by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't think this ever existed before, though. Like, there was, like, back in the 80s when, like, Gary Shandling and fucking, you know, Richard Jenny or whatever. Like, but, like, back in, like, you know, the 80s when, like, Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, Ray Romano and Drew Carey, like, all these people, there wasn't, like, a side... There wasn't like a side group of comedians like, yeah. Hey, I mean, there was like Dice, but he was like just a full on character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't gay.
You're right. This may be the first time in history that there's something like this where like,
it's like Big Brothers, like who beat you up and call you queer. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a bunch of comedians that are just like,
well, when I was growing up, we had the Man Show with,
that's different. Like, I mean, it's like all these guys, I don't know, whatever. I don't know these bus guys. Maybe they're, you know, brilliant.
I don't know
them very well. I mean, the Taylor Lewin guy, the guy on the right makes fun of Bappa sometimes. Mm-hmm. He's clever. I don't know much about the other guy other than
does he always have his mouth full of nicotine packs? Like, what's going on with his face?
I feel like it might be an underbite too. I don't know. It looked like, maybe that was the nicotine though.
It's definitely at least part nicotine.
Yeah,
because he takes it for his brain or whatever. I think you're the one who told us that.
Yeah.
The Boys. Would you ever have a, not to get douche busting with The Boys. I'm sure they're great, but would you ever have a thing that said The Boys behind you?
I wouldn't have any of this aesthetic Chevrolet anywhere near me.
Maybe they're car guys like shots
all over the place.
They have, what is the thing in the, yeah, they always have, we have the same thing because we got, you know, Rain and Tiger Thick, which we have to have. But
yeah, what do they have? They have piggyback, like a back. Barrel acid? What the fuck is that?
I think...
Oh, barrel aged. Piggyback barrel aged.
So it's like beer,
maybe, so it's like some kind of...
Probably an energy drink or beer. And then a Budweiser...
Truck. Oh, yeah, look. He's got the little nicotine pack on the table. The little dip can.
A nicotine tuna pack.
All right, let's see.
Wouldn't that be funny if he just had a can of tuna that he's raw tuna in his
what lip? If it's half tuna, half rogue nicotine? Oh, and it's Barstool. I missed that. I didn't realize there were a Barstool show, but that makes sense.
I don't know what Barstool is either. I know like it, I know the logo. I know there's the guy that goes around and eats pizza who's like
Portnoy.
He's like in charge of Barstool Sports, but I don't know what that is. Is it just like a bunch of shitheads like these guys who talk to other shitheads?
my old roommate, who coincidentally is from Philly, kind of a bro guy, nice guy, he's the one who told me about Barstool. I knew of it because I went to school in Boston and remember they used to have something called Smoke Show of the Week that I would read. But he told me the story of the guy, he just ate pizza and then that became so famous. Now he's created this network with idiots that... interview other idiots like you so eloquently put.
Yeah. Now, and that's your roommate. That's the one that caduced you through the play class window, right?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Caduce.
Not at all.
You just put like a board of like mentors, I guess, together?
Yep.
Smart.
Guys who have done it before, like my buddy Lewis, who's on the board, he sold his company recently, his media company, so they know exactly what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. My boy.
What does a board like do? Like, how does that even work?
Advise and also,
you talking like a dartboard or like an ironing board?
You know, here. We should be investing in this, you know, put more time in this, or you need this, you know what I'm saying? They've been there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that like I said, like you guys all meet once a month or something like that?
Once a month.
I mean, listen, just listen to these guys. What are they talking about? Business?
You talk about the board. Yeah, no, my one boy, he sold his business. And he's on the board. Oh, so you got to talk like chairman of board. Oh, that's good. That's interesting. Like,
interesting.
Who the fuck's watching this shit?
I don't know.
It's like three, there's
other guys that want to have a business with a board, I guess.
I guess it gives everybody hope, you know. Yeah. Like, you guys got a fucking CEO. I don't know what the...
It's funny the way you see it, because I, now that you've said that, I agree, and I think that's hilarious. But when I was watching it just now, I was thinking that this guy, Compton and Lewin, are just making fun of him or not understanding.
Maybe.
They're so... like blown away by the fact that he said that he has a board, like that they want to understand. And they're like, maybe they're trying to give him an out almost. Like, so you got a board? Like, you mean like your friends that you do the business with? And he's like, no, no, like, you know.
No, like Lewis, he sold his media company. Like, it's just this whole kind of jive world that exists that didn't exist 40 years ago. Like, I don't know. It's like influencers, something like.
Yes.
The whole shop thing is like, his dad has, like, he's being funded somehow. Like, there's no way this guy makes, I mean, what is he, like, the life, he has Maseratis and shit, right? Those cost like $100,000 at least.
That's a good question that we've talked about before, and I don't really know the answer, but I remember one of my friends in comedy was saying that, like, a lot of it is just like you, like YouTube and advertisement money. But then again,
but
I don't.
He's like cooking the books. Like, how many views does the podcast get?
You're right. It doesn't really get the views, but maybe at one point it did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm going to find that answer for you right now.
But it would be, that would be another thing that would be kind of crazy. I know people say that his dad is rich or whatever, but if his dad is completely, if he's that rich and he's funding, and knowing that Shab is very likely adopted.
So 56,000, like they're all like about 50,000, and there's
132,000,
which, I mean, hey, listen, my podcast gets like 100 views, so.
But, you know, one thing we learned, we're not 60,000
views is not Maserati money.
No, that's probably, 60,000 is honestly probably $400 if they're not getting demonetized. If they're getting demonetized, that's like,
oh, 60,000
views
is
like $400?
Yeah.
Where's he fucking making his money from?
Yeah.
We were talking about, me and Gerardo, about, like, you know how you get paid more if people watch it the whole time, like the, right, the view. Yeah. What is it called? View time?
Watch time?
Watch time. Okay. I'm so dumb. But watch time. So what if people that are watching TFK watch in like an hour and 32 minutes of it? They don't ever go away.
Well, I mean,
away.
The Reddit board is probably responsible for a lot of these views.
Yeah, that's true. They actually, the chefs probably do watch that.
I mean, somebody, you need to go through it to find these gems. Of
well, you gotta also think he's the number one on Joe Rogan. Like, that's,
he's been there the most.
Yeah. Never gonna change. People, like, the back catalog of Joe Rogan's gonna involve him at all times.
But how does that translate into money or success? It's not translating into views for his podcast.
As part of the resume to bring to like advertisers. That's why he has different advertisers all the time. He's just like, I'll sell your
I mean, I think that's gonna be the next kind of, you know, we all saw the BGL thing coming.
Yeah,
because it was like they were both. It's obvious that that guy's nuts. No offense, don't kill me.
You know, I mean, it's like that was by mistake. You did like a Shabism just then. What? Don't kill me.
I'm talking to Mark specifically. No, but I mean, you know, we all saw that coming because it's like, okay, you have this guy who's, you know, a bit of a nut. You can tell, and I know you guys met him, and he seems like fine.
Yeah, he's a good hang.
But so it's like he's cooking the books. There's going to be some legal financial thing, I think, that is on the horizon at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
A big topic. I didn't include it, I don't think, in today's episode, but the Unique scandal from last week. Unique won the case.
I saw some of that, but I don't know I don't know anything about it.
So basically he was trying to do a copyright suit, I guess. Unique ended up winning that, after 2 years. And then Unique, this is all Unique's narrative, by the way. I'm not painting anything, right?
Right.
Unique went to YouTube and was like, yo, can I get my old channel back? Because they took that away while the trial was happening. They said, we'll give it to you in 7 days. And then I guess the next day, Unique got an appeal in his email from Brendan Schaub hiring his lawyers again to appeal the decision. So he's not only like spending money on trucks and shit, he's also paying to sue some small YouTuber.
Yeah, I did get that from. Yeah, I don't know who Unique is.
Great guy, never met him.
But I assume he's like that too lazy to try guy or something. Like, he makes hate videos about guys.
Yeah.
And I did like just what I gleaned from the what you like from the Reddit board and what you just said is that, yeah, Schaub is just like a lawyer's wet dream where it's just like, oh yeah, you will, yeah, we'll fully investigate this further. Because it does seem like it's like he's appealing some case that should have never even been a case, right?
Yeah.
This unique guy was showing clips of the Schaub show and Schaub sued him.
So if Brandon could take it from here.
Yeah. So what happened was this guy Unique, who's like this crazy character that's drunk and ridiculous. A lot of people don't like him on the subreddit. Okay. But anyways, he got a clip of Brendan allegedly handing a phone number to some chick. So he posted that. And because of that, Brendan got his like 500 pages of Mazda lawyers. And sued this guy because he posted. Is that right?
That's yeah.
Right.
Are those the same people that were involved with the Bobby Lee thing? Wasn't there 300 or 500 pages involved with that?
I think he's
same,
making fun
same
of
them. Same lawyers, but many people think Bobby Lee, ever heard of him? And they think that Bobby Lee is buying the whole thing.
Right.
So yeah, like yeah, Bobby, yeah. Bobby Lee, Unique is like a Bobby Lee character, if you know.
I believe Brendan too. I think Bobby Lee's up to something, dude. We're just going to figure it out. Dude.
Right. Right. I believe Brendan 100%.
You know, and I gotta do a callback to the last time I was on this show, and I pointed out that if a black girl was watching this, she could just have a field day with, because we're all named Brendan. Let me get this straight. Brendan and Brendan are talking about Brendan. I mean, it's the most make funnable thing in the world.
It's pretty funny. I wish we could have someone call in and do that. That'd be great.
Two Brendans don't like another Brendan.
If you're a black woman watching this right now.
Oh, this is the whitest shit I ever seen.
keep going.
You got these two white Brendans talking about another white Brendan about how dumb he is.
A black woman is watching right now and be like, is he in my mind?
Yeah.
He's saying everything that I would say.
You're like, mom, he just said what you said.
Holy shit.
All right, let's go to the next clip here. This one's posted by Smoked Snook. It's called There Must Be a Pandemic, Only 500 Killers Global Now. Let's see.
Because there's so few of us. And worldwide, we were talking about this the other day. There's maybe 500 of us on the planet. You know.
So Cat Williams went on Rogan finally?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole episode. Great episode. I never got a chance to see it, though.
Mm.
That's only, this is the next one, the 250 thing?
No, but shortly after that, he does say there's only 250, actually. If you want to hang out with them, there's only 250.
Yeah.
So
okay.
There's been a lot of layoffs in the world of comedy, apparently.
And thank them. And thank you for your service being one of the 250 that can do it.
Yeah.
My mom does a lot, not as hard work as comedians do.
Oh, no chance. Yeah, your mom, chance, compared to a comedian, is nothing.
And then behind that is podcasters.
Oh, awesome. Look how little that guy is next to her.
I think now, after looking at it again, I think the pink is better than
the
bartender
black
suit.
Yeah. Well, he's taking a chance.
He's betting on himself, I guess.
He kind of looks like, what is it, Smash Mouth? Or he looks like he sings for one of those.
Creed?
Not Creed.
He looks like Gimli from the Lord of the Rings.
He's got the earrings, you know. Who's that little, was he a fighter?
I don't think so.
Not a chance.
I think he's.
Well, his nose looks like it might be.
Yeah, he maybe got knocked around a bit.
This one's called Blinky Blinkington by Peepee Stains in the Front.
Seen this. Yeah, this is good.
Fight fanatics and combat connoisseurs.
Crazy.
To the Kia Center here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. This is
start it over. Let's do a count. Has anybody counted these?
Probably.
So it's a 22-second clip.
Yeah. So you want to take a guess?
Is there a ding noise? Ding, 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 ding.
Let's see here. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, to the Kia Center six, here in seven, beautiful eight, Orlando, eight, Florida. Eight,
this is Game Bread, Bare Knuckle MMA. 13, this 14, is 15, the most violent show 17, on earth. My name is Robin Black. 18, I'm a practicing martial 19, artist and a lover of combat. 20, it will be my true privilege to help enrich the experience of watching these nonsensically beautiful fights for you. And to help me do that is my man here. This is a Renaissance man.
31 or 32 in 22 seconds. Yeah. That's more than a blink a second.
Yes. That is a lot. That is a lot of blinks.
I did see that when I came into the Reddit and read the comments, and I think somebody hit the nail on the head that that's the longest he's gone without interrupt. Like he was wanting to interrupt that whole time and he had to let the guy talk and that was his brain short-circuiting.
Yeah. Or something like his handler told him, like, you know, instead of interrupting people, just like do something, count in your head.
Well, this is a real, this isn't a podcast. This is like, they're, you know, he has to let this, he can't interrupt this guy.
Yeah.
So that's okay. What that was. It's just him like waiting to talk.
Are you guys done?
Do you want to look? Well, do you guys?
No, it's definitely a dude off camera going, blink if you have a big dick, dude. And he's like, right? Yeah, dude. Or is that what were you going to say?
Do you want to look up, like, I don't know if you can look it up, but do you want to look up, like, side effects of CTE?
You got
to see if, like, blinking is one of them, or side effects of kratom, or what else? Like, alcoholism is blinking part of it.
All right. Like, well,
what is blinking a side effect?
I'll look up stuff and talk us
through. Symptom of alcoholism is owning a tiger thick shirt and glass.
Man, I mean, if that's a symptom of alcoholism, count me in, daddy. I don't know. I do want to know if blinking. Do you think blinking is part of
it? It seems like it goes along with stupidity somehow. Even if it's whether it's brain damage or not, I just think like dumb people blink more.
This
is a terrible angle. I look awful. Please don't comment on the
that'll make them not comment.
Yes. One of them that can be possibly Brendan Schaub is stress. But then other
stress
excessive blinking can be caused by the eyelids or interior segment from front insert. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, dude. Fucking
let's try to just blink a lot for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Let's see how many times you can do it. I mean, it's almost a skill because I can't do it while I'm thinking or talking.
Probably make you throw up if you did it too long.
Let me just hit the nail on the head here.
Well, if you throw up, we have a shoe that you can throw up into. So
make you
bleed. A shirt?
A shirt, a shoe, a guitar.
So it may be medication. Like it says here, how to tame the ticks associated with
ADHD. I don't think it's ticks. I think the person who commented that it was him not being able to talk. And
that makes
his
sense.
Tiny dog-sized brain.
Yeah.
That's just how, you know.
Yeah.
Which means that he has ADHD.
Well, you know, another thing too, for me, when I put lotion on my face, sometimes the lotion will drip down and get in your eyes and it makes you blink a lot.
Could be. I mean, he's definitely wearing makeup probably, right?
Yeah.
But that's not any of that. That's not irritation. That's some low IQ shit going on there.
All right, let's see more low IQ shit here.
Dude,
Papa's tongue just goes packed by Max Power Bits.
I've been obsessed with that forever. Like, who the fuck sticks their tongue out?
Food truck diarrhea.
To eat. Yeah.
Like that, I mean, all the way out.
Yeah.
And his hand in his mouth, it's just like.
It's like, what is this one here with the cup?
I don't know.
I guess the coffee dripped down
the
side.
You get confused.
Yeah.
The noodles thing, like he's eating one of those, looks like he's eating noodles or fries or something like that.
Yeah,
he's got his tongue fully out. Like he's trying to catch, like if the noodle falls, he wants to catch it with his tongue. That's pretty strange.
Yeah.
The top right.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I mean, what all of them, the top left, the middle top, like all of these are not, there could be one picture of you where you're like, oh man, you just caught like the weirdest, what the fuck was I doing there?
Yeah.
But there's thousands of these.
Yeah, there are thousands. You know what this reminds me of is like, you know how when you go into a store and they have pictures of people that have stolen and they can't come
writing
back?
Bad checks.
But this is like restaurants, they have a picture of Schaub like in there doing so. No more people eating like this because the other people eating are like, what the fuck?
I mean, this also adds more evidence to that. Maybe he did switch brains with a dog. Dogs have their tongue hanging out.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't. I was actually confronted myself. I confronted myself at a restaurant asking myself if I did that.
Oh, shit.
Like, but it's so unnatural to put your tongue out to welcome food in.
I don't stick my tongue out like that for anything. Like, like speaking of Michael Jordan, like he would have his tongue out when he was like concentrating.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty positive I don't stick my tongue out. Like
scroll down a little bit. The one where he has his finger like on his tongue, like that one in the middle. That's very strange, right?
Yeah. He's always putting his fucking hands in his mouth. It's crazy.
And the nacho cheese thing, remember from the Gringo Poppy where he puts his finger in it? Yeah. So that, yeah.
All right, Mr. Whole Foods. Speaking of which, have you posted that video of you doing the Gringo?
I don't think, not yet,
we haven't posted it yet.
No, at that, What'd you think? I did show it to you.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Oh, shit, you saw it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I showed it to him and Alan Strickland-Williams and Brendan Lynch. Those are the only, those are another Brenda. Only three people
hold
have
up,
seen it.
Hold up. Who the fuck did you show that to?
Three motherfucking Brendans.
Four Brendans now. Now there's four motherfuckers named Brendan. And three of them making fun of one of them.
That should be a show.
I'm going to call you on my way home and say, don't post. Don't post. Everything I'm doing here is just like so against.
All right, we'll see if this changes your mind. This one's posted by the Fashion Cold Wars. It's called "The Riders Have Been Feeding Homeless Cats Out Back on Their Smoke Breaks." Let's see here.
So then I watched his Snapchat story, and it was just him with a bunch of soft pretzels and coke. And yeah, I have screenshots.
Excuse me.
So, yay.
Well, I thought you couldn't take screenshots on Snapchat. That the whole point is that you can send whatever.
No, you definitely can take screenshots.
I have to go.
Well, we are definitely going to have a meeting for that tomorrow.
Boom. Well, they should have, whoever, I don't know who posted that, and I don't want to critique you, the cooks in the kitchen, but you have to show the D'Elia clip after that.
Yeah.
For the context.
The Fashion brains. Cold Wars.
Yeah. Best brains, yeah.
Because that's one of the most amazing clips in the world.
Yeah.
With him... Oh.
Oops.
Like right before all that shit came out.
Yeah.
Well, the Snapchat doesn't save it, right? You can take screenshots.
Oh, really, dude?
So I can't do the laugh at the end. We had this guy do a voicemail and he did it perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Impersonation of D'Elia. Can't do it.
All right, we got one more clip, guys. And I saved it for the end because it made me laugh pretty hard when I saw this last week. It's Shab on Fox News 229.
Not really, though.
It's not real?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can't. It really?
Oh, okay. It's real, dude. Mm-hmm. It has to be real.
What?
If it isn't, they got me, dude.
Okay.
Out for an episode of your YouTube show called Toontown. So tell us what happened. Yeah.
Well,
that part right there to the Conor McGregor laugh or like the impersonation laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened was again, you know, you get the truck to a certain point where you know it's ready to go. I didn't want to be a street princess, so you know I'm doing what it's intended to do, take it off roading. And, you know, we spent the whole day there. And then, as you can tell, you know, in the video, you know, we had the GoPro on. I did a sharp turn and just the power got out from underneath me. And next thing you knew, you know, the entire truck flipped. So pretty scary.
Oh, man. And you got out of that truck so fast. And thank God you were able to do that. And it clearly has a good alarm system because the woman's voice was telling you, get out of the car, get out of the car. What was going through your head when this
definitely
was happening?
Real.
She's dumber than Brendan Schaub. They finally found like the perfect, it's like, oh, nope, we found somebody smarter than her versus or dumber than, I don't know. I would love to fucking just watch these two interact for 24 hours.
Yeah, get them talking about current events.
Love on the Spectrum type date.
Yeah.
It felt like slow motion. As I'm turning over, I just remember thinking to myself like, you idiot, you know, because... You know, I've been a car guy since I was 16. I've never had a car that I didn't modify. So I've always been into that. And, you know, now that I'm older, I can afford to modify the car even more and trucks even more. I went over the top with this truck. So, yeah. You know, it was about over 1,100 horsepower. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, you got to learn to do this right. You know, I'm not an expert, not a professional. So, you know, I'm headed down a better road, you know, after this. I've had some friends reach out. Matt Martelli owns the Mint 400 that does professional truck racing. So this kind of
the next chapter be a race driver job.
Nobody would let him on a racetrack. I don't think you can buy your way into something like that because you'd be endangering everybody's life.
Yeah,
yeah. You see the Kibbe Tech hat? You know Kibbe Tech?
No, I don't know what is that.
It's some like
suspension.
It's some company that he always like, he talks about like Kibbe Tech cars or whatever.
I want to meet the guy who he's getting all this stuff. So, because he said Street Princess again. Where's that? Where did that come from?
Maybe Rogie.
I don't think it's Rogan. I think it's some guy. I think there's a whoever's doing the work to the truck. He goes to the garage and tries to hang out with them and just picks up on everything. Like one guy was like, oh, no, it was a fucking street princess out there, wasn't it? He was like, oh, street princess.
Dude.
I saw one of them too.
That sounds like one of those like office gags, you know, where they prank Dwight.
Yeah.
Like they're making shit up to
imagine shop. Buying a truck to be cool with the guys at the office and they still say that you're a princess.
Yeah. They're calling him a street princess and he's like, what'd you say? And they're like, oh, you know what we call the trucks.
Let's see here.
Push me towards that. Actually, learning how to.
Why is this on any news channel? I mean, it's Fox, but it's like
late stage.
There's nothing going on.
No, not in the
There's
world.
There's nothing going on. It's like an idiot flips his truck. Yeah. And that's a story. We found a female idiot to interview this male, the king of the idiots, about doing an idiotic thing. And it's going to be on your dad's TV.
That's what bugs me when I was watching. And it's so long, the segment.
Yeah.
It's like there could have been so many other things. But
he has like an agent or something that this was like done.
Paid for.
Maybe. Do you think they paid Fox News to get on there?
I don't know. Exchanging favors.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah. But, George got fired because they were trying to make smart decisions. So maybe somebody took over like the decision.
Well, what happened with that? I that's kind of when I kind of left the fold there for a while. Georgie got fired right before Christmas. And then him and his rapist boyfriend on the show were like... lying through their teeth about, about that. Yeah. How did that get resolved? Or is it just
they
done?
Bought him tickets to Chicago to visit his family for Christmas.
Right. And then they told him he's fired.
Yeah. Brendan's lawyer told him that he's fired.
I thought Lex told him.
Lex. I don't know who Lex is.
Who's Lex?
Lex is like this guy that I don't know if he exists or not, but he appeared out of nowhere and he owns the studio.
He's on the board.
He's on the board.
He's on the board.
Exactly. It doesn't sound real because no one, or at least I watch Shab every week and I've never heard of Lex until George got fired. All of a sudden, the CEO of Thick Boy happens to have the same name as a superhero character.
Yeah.
Seems like... unlikely to be a real person. But Lex fired George because, like, George wanted to work more. The narrative didn't... I don't remember it making sense.
Yeah, why did they... So that was never explained, like, why he was fired, even though they said he wasn't fired. He's, like, going to do different capacity. Yeah. Like, just all the same double speak, both lying.
He wanted
a
better
like a politician.
Editor. So, like, what George was doing, he wanted it to be done professionally as opposed to amateur. Okay. That was the reason.
I guess he was like an amateur editor because George started off as some fan, I think, right?
Yeah.
It would like lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, George is basically the same place that Tank is. Tank and some of the fish.
Nobody and many fish.
Yeah.
Is he still doing, he's not doing the fish thing. Well, he did bring it up not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. No, he's
I stopped right
deep.
Around Christmas and he.
Yeah, he still's got Erewhons at the pad. Tank.
Apparently, has these giant fish tanks at his house, which I think is crazy.
We
should just stop this and try and be friends with him.
I mean, how does now? Listen, if he can like worm his way into whatever bare knuckle boxing, and like, I mean, people are still dumb enough to like. I mean, the whole industry is so corrupted where they're like they can look at some spreadsheet and go, okay, even though this guy's a fucking idiot and everything he does is like poison, will still it makes mathematically it makes sense. Now, how have any of you watching this, whichever camera I'm talking to, how is there not an Osbourne's show? Like everybody, there's a whole Reddit community made up of over 150,000 people that are, like they've created a language. There's a whole, and he's undeniably, like we were saying, it's like every time I leave, like did I say that on the podcast that, or was that before the show about when I left before there was another time when I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then I was like bored. I was like, oh, what's going on at TFATK? And it's when he got the pictures of his zombie children with their brains hanging out. And I'm just like, what are you kidding me? Like what the fuck? Now I'm back. I can't not travel down this.
You've created like two great shows just in the span of an hour of like the gambling show and the reality show.
Reality show. And it's like, hey, come bring me on. I'd be a great executive producer on that. But also, how it's like, it's a no fucking brainer. It's already a reality show among every YouTube channel that talks shit about Brendan Schaub has more views like than anything else that person does.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen texted me actually. Andy Cohen.
The Real Housewives.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, some of his people hit me up about starting a show. So I'm like him and The Bachelor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, and Eminem too, just randomly.
Oh, Eminem, the candy.
Yeah.
Carmelo
Anthony. The green Eminem.
Too.
The chick.
She wants to fuck.
She wants to fuck, daddy. They got me video giving the green M&M my number at a Christmas party.
Oh, fuck, dude. Sorry about that, dude.
Like but yeah, go ahead. No, sorry. Everybody.
And so I've been, you know, getting some actual training on off-roading and driving these powerful trucks because, you know, these trucks and cars have never been faster, more powerful. So It's important that, you know, you totally take the time to learn to actually.
They should have a kid together. That's good advice. The dumbest fucking thing that ever walked the face of the earth comes out of her fucking snatch.
This episode of Toontown, and I don't know a whole lot about cars, but I thought it was really entertaining. So it's a good show that you put out. The bad news is that you don't have your favorite car either. But in that episode, there was one moment that stood out to me where you got a little bit emotional. Let's listen to that.
Oh, no, it cuts out. Damn.
Oh, only Brendan Schaub will get in a car crash and be like, this is going to be great for my career, dude.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's everything he does. I guess it's like he tries to capitalize on, but that's like.
And he's got the Powered by Rain in there in the Fox News shot. So he's a marketing genius for them.
Is that this stuff?
Yeah, that's this shit.
Have you ever drank that?
I mean, every day. Right. No, I wouldn't. As I've said on the pod many times, I wouldn't drink that at gunpoint. But
I drank a whole Rain on Alive.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then I couldn't sleep that night, and my eyes started twitching.
I'm just done on energy drinks, unless Dutch Bros.
They're all poison.
They are bad.
There's a guy that I don't want to give too many specifics, but there's a guy that works for a company that super nice guy, and but he's like, oh yeah, here, do you want a case? So I brought a case of my stuff, and I'm like, yeah, sure. And it took me so fucking long to find somebody who would take, like, everybody was like, hey, you don't drink it. They're like, I don't want that shit. I got a fucking case of that stuff in my trunk for like a week and a half.
It's Prime and you know Logan Paul.
No, yeah, it's not. He's just a nice guy that works for, you know, companies and stuff. But yeah, I didn't have the heart to, I should have just said, no, I'm fine. But I'm like, oh yeah, sure.
You did the right thing. But yeah, I feel like I'm too old to.
Well, there's only 10 calories in this.
The shit.
Yeah, but look how much caffeine is in there.
Look at the back is crazy. The stuff that, the shit that they wrote. Like we've gone over like the stuff they write on. It's wild. Like they guarantee you.
It's like that Dr. Bronner soap. Did you ever use Dr. Bronner soap? No. Fucking.
What did that do?
It's like natural Castile. So it's good soap. They make like this peppermint. Like you use it as shampoo and sorry, no offense.
No, you say good dude. You bald bitch.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like a cult. Fucking Google it. I don't know if you're watching Google. Dr. Bronner's soap label.
We sponsor them. Please buy Dr. Bronner's soap.
Yeah, I don't like Rain, but I stopped drinking energy drinks altogether.
I was on the road doing stand up all the time, you'd go to these they get that morning radio gets sprung on you Thursday night after your first show and you've already drank 5 vodkas and they're like, oh, so Susan's going to pick you up at 6:25 a.m. tomorrow. And you're like, what? For what? Oh, you got to drive from Indiana to fucking Cincinnati to do. And, yeah, so you got to do, and Red Bull was like, there was always little fridges of Red Bull there and I would drink them and that shit's like, it's not good. Like there's, it's like your body knows when you drink it, it's like, all right, that was like kind of tasty or whatever, like a Mountain Dew, but my body, it's like, my stomach hurts. It doesn't seem like you should be drinking that shit.
But you're not using it correctly, dude. What you have to do is put like 20 of those bad boys in your studio for podcasting.
Yeah.
Audio becomes way better, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And audio's king.
Baffler.
You got to do it with other things.
Yeah.
Nicotine, kratom, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, you're right.
I know they're popular and I'm such a fucking anti, whatever.
I'm surprised we've never seen him drink like a 5-hour energy. Remember those things?
Doesn't he though? I feel like, or is it Kratom, those little things Kratom. That he takes?
Kratom is pills. You know,
aren't they little shots?
No, that's like Magic Mind probably. I used to think that too. Maybe you can drink Kratom, but we had a guy on, we interviewed this guy that did Kratom.
Yeah.
And you like, you get them in pill form, or they come in like a bag, they're like dust that you put in the pill yourself and then you take the pill.
Hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm trying to pull up a clip right now.
I mean, I would try it, I guess.
You would?
Kratom?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I mean, just that the only place I've heard of it is from Brendan Schaub is not a great endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a real bad angle. Oh, I should have wore. I thought about doing the when Schaub had his mangina thing.
Oh, getting a mangina going. Yeah.
Okay.
And Howie Mandel calls me. Those are me nuts.
Did you get a chance to see this clip right here? Let me see if I can make a big screen for you. It's from 5 months ago. It's called Clint, Take It From Here. Have you seen this one?
Oh, the boom one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a classic.
Wait, is that
who's doing Kratom right now?
I am.
Really?
Yeah. I don't do Kratom.
What is the deal with Kratom?
I don't do Kratom.
Isn't
a narcotic?
Yeah.
Now the way they do it, I think it's
Chin, Take It From Here. It's been around for thousands of years.
Boom.
So heroin.
No.
And cocaine.
So it kind of like binds to the same receptors as like if you did opioids, right?
Okay.
But it's not an opioid.
Okay.
So it's just it's been around forever, and it's natural. It's a dried leaf. It's crushed.
Yeah.
And farmers used to use it to keep, you know, if you take a little bit, you have energy. If you take a little bit more, you get sedated a little bit. So,
okay.
I mean, I've been doing it.
You see how he's shaking something? I don't think that's Kratom. I think he's taking Magic Mind. I could be wrong.
What's Magic Mind though? Isn't that?
It's like probably one of those stupid like energy drink type potion type deals. You know how they have like these Focus or Alpha Brain or whatever.
But I'm thinking, isn't one called Magic Hippo? Is that?
Oh, Happy Hippo is Kratom.
Oh, okay.
But all we know about Kratom,
all that stuff Clint like, said though, I'm like, all right. I mean, you know, I'm interested in some like, you know, opioid alternative. I mean, not that I'm an opioid guy, but I mean, if you've ever had an injury or anything.
Maybe before all the comments that we read about him, I would have been. But now I'm kind of just like, especially after interviewing the Kratom guy.
What's the talk about fume? That's a prom.
Oh, let's see here.
Talks for a
little. Oh, yeah. No, he spells it wrong. I remember this. I think he's
talking about our sponsor, Fume.
I got one of those.
FUME, and they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is all wrong.
That one, let me see classic, really quick. Dude. That one's posted by Khabib Time. That's 3 months ago. Good times,
talking
dude.
About Fume. I got one of those fucking things.
Yeah, I'm more of a Juul guy.
It's not, it's to get you to stop vaping. Yeah. I have a Juul as well that, you know, when I drink my Tiger Thick, I like to have a puff of a Juul. but you know, it's like, that's Juul, like vaping's better than smoking if you're not, unless you're doing like the crazy, like if you're pouring vape juice into a giant rig and it's got a picture of like a jester on it, like that's probably not good.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Juul thing, whatever. Putting anything in your lungs is bad. And I was like, I should, that fume thing I see on, whatever. This is, we're getting off track. This is 10 minutes of shot.
No, cats need it, dude. They need it here.
It's interesting. It's a well-made product. And I think they have integrity as a company. I just haven't fully taken, because it's not a vape. Do you know how it works? It's like, basically, so it's a very well-made thing, like a metal and wood thing, and the cartridge you put in is basically like a looks like a mini kind of tampon soaked in essential oils that are like different flavors, and then you can just kind of puff on that, so you get kind of like a fumey flavory taste, but there's no like smoke, there's no vapor or anything.
Sounds healthier.
So it's more it's definitely, you're not inhaling anything in your lungs. I mean, I don't know what like the essential oil vapors do.
Yeah.
It'd be like, that would have been perfect if you had something in your hand that you're doing this with while you did it, like a fucking nicotine thing. That's what you need to get, some nicotine tuna cans.
I have one. Somebody gave me one from the sports, Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Sean. Network. They have Great a sponsor that's those
Zin things. Or?
I don't think it's Zin. I think it's a different one. I didn't take them. It's in my desk drawer just in case for that night when I don't know.
Well, just in case you missed this one, dude, this is another classic. I know we haven't had you in here in a while.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see what you thought about this. The Mortal Kombat theme that he did. Minimum Sky 2305 posted this. Have you seen this?
No.
It's popping Monday morning. That's Mortal Kombat.
That's Mortal Kombat.
Because speaking of rain, me and Brendan commented that's the first time we've seen him actually drink a rain.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You know? I think I had seen that clip before too. Now yeah, that you've yeah. played it. But, maybe I haven't, but no, I feel like I have been. I've been out basically since George got fired.
Oh, okay.
So that's about when, you know, obviously I'll check in, you know, it's like my porn, like other people have porn.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, what else am I going to do? I've checked. I did my emails. I fucking edited that. What else? I guess I'll like a TFAT guy. What
you should use Kratom to get off TFAT K. So.
Put Kratom in my fume.
But I think that's about all the clips we have today, dude.
Oh, shit. I mean, that's still, what do we do? Over an hour, right? You're 10 minutes to show up. That's my only, listen, I still watch the show. Mm. I pretty much watch every episode. Let's get it back down to maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, no, we only do 10 minutes, dude. We only do 10 minutes.
Oh, check the time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they check the timer. It says 10 on your phone.
9:58. We still have two more seconds.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Brendan, for joining us. We really appreciate you having me.
Yeah. World Record Podcast, if anybody's interested in. It's a funny fucking podcast.
Very good show. I'm sub to it. You should sub to it, too. See you next week. Bye.